WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Brewers pitching stopped the St. Louis offense cold in Tuesday's sweep of a doubleheader. Both starters, Jacob Mizorowski and Robert Gasser, went at least seven innings and earned victories. A seven-run rally in the seventh inning put the second game out of reach. Infielder Joey Ortiz piled up five hits on the day. Kyle Harrison starts tonight's game after watching his team take the first three games of a five-game series. Wisconsin native and former Badger star Jim Leonard faces a big challenge in his new job. Leonard is the defensive coordinator of the Buffalo Bills, a team that has been very successful. He planned some changes in the defense led by Sean McDermott for the last eight seasons. ESPN reports that Leonard may have the toughest task of any defensive coach in the NFL. Milwaukee Bucks manager John Horst makes one thing perfectly clear about the challenge facing the franchise as it moves forward without Giannis Antetokounmpo. Horst says that no one's sitting here today and saying that we're a better team today after trading Giannis to the Miami Heat. Horst still believes it was in the best long-term interest of the Bucks and Antetokounmpo to make this deal that became official Monday. Horst acknowledged that patience will be paramount as the Bucks adjust to life without the two-time MVP. Speaking of Giannis, he hasn't played a game with the Miami Heat yet, and Giannis Antetokounmpo is already talking about a return to Milwaukee. In the conversation with Bucks announcer Jim Paschke, Antetokounmpo reportedly pointed to Kevin Garnett returning to play for the Minnesota Timberwolves after seven seasons away. His reluctance to move on could suggest the blockbuster trade didn't need to happen. The report in DailyLandExpress.com points out that there is blame on both sides for the move. Former Badgers guard Nick Boyd is doing a good job of showing NBA teams they may have made a mistake not drafting him. He has signed with Golden State. In three games during the NBA Summer League play in Las Vegas, he has averaged almost a dozen points and six assists per game. He posted a double-double last time. Boyd will try to push the Warriors' entry in the Summer League to another victory when it takes on the Mavericks. Now we're going to national news, or I should say international news with this one, talking about the World Cup. Lionel Messi did it yet again at this year's World Cup. The Argentina great scored once while inspiring his team to an improbable 3-2 victory over Egypt, despite trailing by two goals with only 11 minutes to play. The defending champions will next face play Switzerland in the quarterfinals on Saturday in Kansas City, Missouri. Messi, who was in tears after the final whistle, scored his eighth goal of this year's tournament in the 83rd minute to level the score at 2-2. It was his record extending 21st at the World Cup. Enzo Fernandez scored the winning goal in stoppage time. Speaking of the World Cup, more World Cup action will continue tomorrow with the quarterfinals starting with France and Morocco. That will be tomorrow. Friday, Spain will face Belgium. Saturday, Norway will face England, and Argentina will face Switzerland. Meanwhile, look at some MLB scores from today. The Blue Jays already played today. They defeated the Giants 10-0. Dylan Cease had a no-hitter going into the eighth inning, but then eventually got broken up. Actually, could have probably had it in the ninth inning, but then eventually got broken up. But the Blue Jays do get the win there 10-0. And then for the rest of tonight's game, of course, the Brewers will take on the Cardinals at 6:45. That will be able to listen on WRCE 107.7 FM. The Cubs will take on the Orioles. The Athletics will take on the Tigers. The Braves will take on the Pirates. The Mariners are facing the Marlins. The Yankees will take on the Rays in the AL East Showdown. Astros will be taking on the Nationals. The Phillies will be taking on the Reds. The Royals will be taking on the Mets. The Red Sox will take on the White Sox in a Sox battle. The Guardians will be taking on the Twins. The Angels will be taking on the Rangers in an AL West Showdown. The Rockies against the Dodgers in the NL West Showdown. And the Diamondbacks will be taking on the Padres. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.